the fact that the name Stapleton was problematic because it was the name of a former mayor who was a Klan member, that it was a name being given to a neighborhood that was being presented as this kind of new urbanist dream of inclusivity and diversity, that was kind of presented before ground was broken on the first house. And so a resolution was made that the name Stapleton would be used initially as a locator and for marketing purposes to kind of just allow people to have a name applied to the neighborhood, but that the use would be phased out in an official capacity as the different neighborhoods within the community would get their own names that didn't include the name Stapleton. And, you know, we're like 18 years later and we know how that worked out. It's not, you know, it's still a central part of how people call this community. It's a central part of the marketing of the developer. And so basically every time this has been brought up again, it's always been as a course correction to kind of remind people, hey, look, we said this was a problem before. So in 2002, I believe it was brought up. More recently in 2015, Black Lives Matter 5280 drew attention to the problem with the name. And then we see renamed Stapleton for All as a continuation of kind of all of the community groups who have brought this up over the years. And every time it gets brought up, there's more support within the community for renaming, for taking a critical look at our history and making a conscious choice to decide, okay, who do we honor with our name? What kind of community do we want to live in? There's a lot of other issues that are part of this in terms of equity and inclusion in our neighborhood and affordable housing. So the name is just a start, but the name is an important start.
Where do you think this will go? Because if you have, because I know two other groups changed their name back in December. Now you'll have this vote this evening. At what point do you see this swelling up to a critical mass where the entire neighborhood's name will change?
Honestly, we're kind of taking it one step at a time because this is a very high threshold to change the bylaws of the neighborhood association. It requires not just a simple majority. It's a 66% threshold on a yes vote to rename Stapleton United Neighbors to Central Park United Neighbors. And just for the Central Park is for Central Park Boulevard, which runs the entire north-south length of the community. That was what the Sun Board decided would be an alternative that we had to vote on. To be honest, I'd like to just say that it's actually an achievement that we've even come this far to bring it to a vote. That Sun has been, you know, pretty receptive to talking about this in a way that I think that community groups haven't been in the past few years. So we've talked about it at several Sun meetings. I presented actually at a Sun meeting in September about my own kind of personal comments for why I support renaming. Then in December, there were two listening sessions where folks in the community could weigh in on this. Then there was a community day of reflection where they brought in kind of very knowledgeable historians on the period of Benjamin Stapleton's time in office to really kind of ground us in the history of it in order to kind of move forward with any decisions that way. So I think that a lot of groundwork has been laid and for this vote that's happening tonight. It's a very high threshold to pass it. So I honestly don't know how it's going to go. I know we've done our best in reaching out to folks in the community, and we've found supporters that we didn't know we had. So while I'm optimistic, I kind of know what the odds are in this specific vote. But regardless of what happens with this vote, you know, if it's a no, we'll be back. You know, this is just some, you know, we'll be back. We'll bring it up to a vote again. We'll kind of continue educating folks in the community about this issue, and, you know, we'll be back. And then if it does pass, then we have kind of at renameforall.com, we have a number of other goals in removing the name Stapleton from other public spaces in our community and in the city of Denver. And we are also working on those things. So we kind of have many, many pots on the stove. And so, you know, things don't hinge completely on this one vote, but this vote is very important. So I'm really hoping people turn out and begin paying more attention.